another impressive night for the Reds, who continue to try and carve their way into the sporting conscious of Torontonians. And the way I've always envisioned that they do that is they have to be special. And last night, a 5-0 win over the Columbus Crew. They win the first of what they hope will be many trophies this year as they capture the Trillium Cup here in 2017, their rivalry trophy against Columbus, which doesn't mean a whole lot. But in any case, they get it, and they now have 29 points for the season through 14 games. They are far and away the top team in MLS right now, and they look like they have put together one of the strongest MLS sides in the history of the league. And I always kind of get into this issue with myself because I cover the team on a regular basis. I enjoy the sport of football / soccer. So I feel like I put myself in this bubble that I am not always akin to what the casual Toronto sports fan feels. Has TFC made a dent even in the middle of an MLS regular season rather than waiting until the playoffs?
Unfortunately not. No. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know if it would have been different, you know, if Stefan Fry doesn't rob Jozy Altidore and, you know, TFC wins.
MLS Cup, yeah.
MLS Cup. I don't know if, you know, that hangover, that honeymoon effect kind of bleeds into the beginning of this season. But it's not close. They're by far and away the best team in this city right now. I mean, you could make the argument they're the best team in the country in any sport.
Like, yeah.
They're better. They have a better chance of winning than the Senators realistically had, even though they were, you know, in double overtime of a game 7. Having said that, I don't know if it's part of the sports conversation at this point, in the midst of the Stanley Cup Finals. The NBA playoffs are now going into the finals. I'm not sure how that changes because they play attractively. They are dominant. Going to a game is a good time. But unfortunately, even for many of the people who do go, other than the hardcore soccer fan, many people, the game is on in the background and they're going for the experience more than the team. And I don't know if Victor Vasquez goes to a restaurant tonight, if he's going to have people going up to him and talking to him about the game the way, you know, Marco Estrada would.
Or Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't think they, sadly, even though the numbers as far as participation continue to rise in this country, and they do very well at the gate, I don't think it's broken through other than the hardcore fan.
I kind of agree with Donovan. And it's just sort of a particularly difficult spring to try to build that general fan base sort of, the casual fan isn't looking for something to do right now. Like, mm-hmm. they've been watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, and fans in Toronto had the Maple Leafs run that they've been waiting for, even if it was just a first round run. They got a competitive team facing off against the President's Trophy winner, like, and there's a hangover from those things. So you wind up with, like the Raptors had two rounds, that kind of thing. Like, as the TFC have been building this case as the best team in MLS and possibly in MLS history, as you mentioned before, it's been totally overshadowed by the sports that everybody's already hardcore about. So that's a tough thing.
Yeah, and General Manager Tim Bezbachenko is going to join me after 12 o'clock to talk about this season and to talk about some of the acquisitions that the club has made. But I've always felt this, and I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on it. And we're probably going to have World Cup games in this city. Yeah, it's going to be 9 years from now, but they are probably coming. And Canada will probably get a automatic bid into that World Cup. So eventually we will likely see a Canadian's men's national team play in a World Cup. Does it have to happen where the Canadian men's national team has success for people to really buy into the sport of soccer as a whole here in Canada? I feel like it has helped for the U.S., but I feel like the U.S.'s goal is to eventually win a World Cup, and that will really bring soccer into the mainstream, whereas Canada's just kind of got to make it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it'll hurt, certainly, but I don't necessarily think the two are connected or correlated, because God knows our men's basketball team has not had success.
Yeah.
They're still a bit ahead of where their peak probably is when you look at the age of the players.
But the NBA and basketball has had a long-standing tradition of, you know, big fan bases and big, you know, television appointment viewing for years in North America.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, TFC has been around for a decade.
Yeah.
And I think when you look in North America, the women's national team, great success, sell out massive stadiums. No one cares about the NWSL. MLS does well, and I'd argue less people care about the men's national team in the U.S. than they do the women. So I'm not sure the two are necessarily correlated. What I do think, though, is when you look at the change in demographics of our country, there is a bit of a lag time. And I do think that when decision makers aren't baby boomers, when you know, network executives, when newspaper editors are, you know, first, second generation immigrants, and they are more enthused about soccer than their predecessors, I think that does change, because I do think it is chicken and egg. And right now you only get the city trucks and the CP24 trucks at BMO Field saying, oh, this is a big event, everyone should know about it, when it is the playoffs. Yeah. And when not when the team is necessarily playing well. And I do think that'll change as the immigrants in our country become not the minority, but the majority. And that culture continues to shift.
Yeah, and I mean, it took a long time for the Raptors to get a real toehold and to get the sort of the Jurassic Park type presence for fans, yeah, that kind of thing. And that took a long time. And they actually had that early period with the Vince Carter years and stuff like that to put them on sort of the general NBA fans' radar. Whereas in MLS, they had, what, like a 6 or 7 year false start, mm-hmm, where the TFC just couldn't get out of their own way and couldn't start building any type of momentum or show any type of success. They were just kind of cruising off.
Well, they were the laughing stock.
They were a laughing stock. And they had a lot of people who loved soccer in this town, and they wanted to go to games and they wanted to support a team. So you would still see lots of scarves around, lots of jerseys, that sort of thing. But that's not going to bring in a casual fan. Nobody wants to be, oh, great, yeah, like I'm going to like religiously hardcore follow the laughing stock of a league. It just doesn't happen. So now that they're in the second season of a third season, I guess, of a playoff team, I think that you're going to build a bit from here.
Yeah, and it's taken some time, but you know, this is kind of special what they've done here, and it's going to have to continue through the course of the season for them to really make a dent. I do love like driving around the city on a match day and seeing just people decked out in their TFC stuff all over the place. So they have the biggest question MLS will have is, how do you get the casual soccer fan who watches the Premier League and the Champions League and all that, how do you get them to buy into not just TFC, but into MLS? And that's still the biggest question that the league has had over the last number of years.